Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 18th episode of Loud and Anxious. This is Serena.
And this is Murat.
How are you, Murat?
I'm good. You?
I think so. So, like, we just discussed 5 minutes what to say, and then he said, I'm good. Okay. Our preparation is getting lower and lower.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I start again intermittent fasting.
Yes.
You know, like my never-ending journey with diets.
Mm-hmm.
And
do you get any?
Yeah, no, I'm improving. Nice. In 2 weeks, I lost 2 kilos.
Oh, it's very good.
So it's very good. Uh-huh. I'm still fighting against the headache in the morning while I'm finishing my fast.
Uh-huh.
And now I'm convinced that when my body is in autophagy, so like that is the last stage when you're starving, well, at least for me, you can also do other stuff if you starve for 1 week. But since I do like 16-hour fasting and 8 hours eat, when I'm on the 15th or 16th hour, my body goes to autophagy, so it means that it eats his own cells. Mm-hmm. And now I start to feel that my cells are eating themselves during this hour. So I'm really like convinced that something is happening. Mm-hmm. Do I have any other improvement except losing weight, still eating desserts or like sweet things? No, but it doesn't matter. This is the maximum I can do in order to improve my weight after.
To interrupt you there, I think intermittent fasting, these 8 hours, you should also eat like a normal human being.
No, I mean, I eat as a normal human being, but in this way, I can also eat some sweets.
Okay.
Because I'm basically jumping one meal. Mm-hmm. So the other meals can be like with more calories, and that's why I can eat sugar, for example.
Mm-hmm.
But then, yeah, the 16 hours, well, it's not that they are terrible, but... Yeah, you need to know how to deal with it.
So between when and when are you eating?
I stop eating at 8 in the evening. Mm-hmm. And I start again at 12 in the morning.
Mm. So the first half of the day is a bit painful for you after waking up. Maybe the first 2 hours you don't really feel, but the last 2 hours will be a bit hard.
In fact, it's very bad for my colleagues having meetings with me at 10 or 11
with
because I'm very angry.
Blood sugar at 20 probably.
But I have my own technique. I drink coffee all the time or water all the time.
To increase your anxiety.
No, I drink decaf coffee.
Okay.
So, I'm not drinking a lot of coffee with caffeine.
Mm-hmm.
And let's hope I can go with normal weight because I gained so much during the pandemic.
Mm.
Well, we still are, but I need to lose weight. My trousers nearly fit myself, but I cannot go to shop. I check with Primark, for
mm-hmm.
example.
Mm-hmm.
It's fully booked. We can go only to non-essential shop while we are booking a time slot. But there are so many people that wants to
mm-hmm.
go. That is overbooked.
Oh.
I will go to Amsterdam then if I have to buy something. I don't know.
Well, I think I didn't buy any clothing last 2 years.
Yeah, but I'm gaining weight. That's why I need to buy new trousers.
True, that's awesome.
So okay. Or either I lose weight so I can fit in my trousers comfortably,
mm-hmm.
or I need to buy others. So these are the two options. And honestly, I'm crisis. I never had this experience before in my life.
Mm.
But okay, for the rest, everything is fine. What about you?
Well, I was very busy during the week. So I am so happy that it is weekend. And also it's a long weekend because of Easter.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel much better than I felt yesterday morning, which is a good sign,
mm-hmm.
just because it's holidays. But also, I'm very excited because now my studio is nearly complete. I showed it to you.
Your Ursal studio, recording studio?
Recording, mostly. But we can rehearse.
Mm-hmm.
It will be a bit cramped, but I think the main use would be recording for me and also for the band if they want to come here to record. I also ordered lots of things to be able to record.
Mm-hmm, good.
Which is it's the nice part, but also it's the expensive part. For example, I didn't know that those foams, the acoustic foams, were so expensive.
Yeah, they are.
The good ones are expensive. Of course, there are some very cheap ones, but especially to get rid of the lower frequencies, you need to buy some good quality products.
Well, honestly, with the experience I had with my rehearsal rooms in the past, it's good to put a lot of money in a good rehearsal room that he has a good acoustic. Sound acoustics, mm-hmm. Instead of to every time get crazy with refraction and yeah. stuff like this because I remember when I was playing in rehearsal rooms that they were basically concrete like warehouses or like, you know, this kind of stuff, and yeah, it's you just had headache, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah, well, I try my best. The problem is that the room is very small and it makes it harder to acoustically treat it,
mm-hmm.
because when you have more space, you have the sound travels more, and when it travels more, the energy diminishes mm-hmm. automatically. But now, if I don't treat it nicely, it will go. It will be like a resonation room mm-hmm. inside of it.
Yeah.
And that's why I decided that I will put most of the budget to make it nice. So I ordered nice quality foam, and also I learned some tricks from some professional musicians that I will also do. I hope it will be nice in the end. Let's see.
Yeah, I'm also curious. Mm-hmm. It's very. This is one of my dreams, actually. I have like a recording or rehearsal room. Maybe in the future I will use my guest room, I will cut my guest room in two, mm-hmm. and one will be like a small studio.
Yeah.
It can be an idea, but let's see. For sure, I also plan it to make like a nice table only for the podcast or for my other activities. I'm a little bit lazy, honestly, since the second wave hit that they close everything, mm-hmm. I became so lazy. Mm-hmm. I cannot do anything.
Well, I had one episode, let's say. It was one Friday, I think, not last Friday, but the Friday before that, or maybe 2 weeks ago, from 9 in the morning to the like maybe 2-3 in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
I literally didn't want to do anything anymore
mm-hmm.
in life. Literally, everything, just at one moment I said to Ece, I turned to my wife, I said, okay, now currently I'm officially bored of everything.
Yeah, me too.
And I was not excited for the weekend. She told me, do you want to walk? I said, no, I mm-hmm. don't want to walk. I don't want to play computer games. She said, okay, close the work and just chill. No, I don't want to chill.
Yeah.
I go and I want to just sleep. And yeah, if possible, not to wake up anymore. And she was quite
afraid, I guess.
Of course. I was also afraid.
Yeah.
Because it was so... it reminded me of my darkest times when I really didn't want to do something. And I was very anxious that those will come back, those kinds of feelings. So I said, okay, maybe I should push myself to
do something.
But luckily, around 2-3 in the afternoon, I had that the feelings came back.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was a warning sign. If I continue to not do anything and just postpone everything that I want to do, I will be very depressed in very short notice. So I decided, okay, I decided with my wife, now we don't postpone anymore. I contacted the constructor for the studio. I started to buy stuff, so that it's a big motivation when you spend money on something. At least for me, I want to use so that the money doesn't go to the garbage.
Yeah.
So, okay, I said I will order everything, the foam, etc. I contacted the guy. We arranged and we agreed that he will start as soon as possible. And I also started to check some stuff. So I refurbished my will to live, so to say.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is happening to most of us with different the attitude, not the attitude, but the amplitude is different. So
yeah.
For me, the amplitude was very high, but at least it was only 4 or 5 hours that I really didn't want to do anything else than sleep.
Yeah, but for me, you know, I have, even if we are in most of the stuff that we used to do before, we cannot do it. I have a lot of activities that I'm bringing since years on and on. And even if I have so many stuff on my to-do list, I don't have any motivations to start anything. So the only thing I do is, except I keep my house kind of clean, is like watch TV and coloring. Like I color a lot of stuff, but I mean, all the other things, yeah, I feel so bad because I actually know that they're really cool, but I have no motivation.
Well, I did like the kickstart, so I made the artificial motivation for myself. So I bought, literally I gave lots of money for these foams. So I said, okay, if the foams comes and I don't have a room, it will be very bad. And I also ordered the mixer, etc. So I made a big expense, and in order to make it work, that it was the initial motivation for me, let's say. So then now it's going in a nice way. So for example, this morning before you came to my place, I went to the guitar shop to put my guitar so that they can fix them and also the refurbish them, etc. But I checked all my drums, they are in good condition, so the moment that the studio is finished, I will put them. So yeah, I found back the motivation, which is good.
Nice. Yeah, I should learn from you. I need also to find it back. I have still like this album to finish with this American guy, and yeah, even if I write music, I don't feel safe to record it because normally I go to my singing teacher. But now, yeah, I mean, or either she has plexiglass. Yes, thank you. But then I don't know how will be the acoustic. Otherwise, we remove it. But will it be safe for her? Maybe she doesn't even do it because it's not safe. So I don't know. I like, it's everything is becoming like painful for me. Like you know, I'm it's anxious that work. Something will happen, and I just cut it. And I'm like, okay, let's wait that the numbers are lower, but they are not.
They
getting
are not getting lower.
Getting
lower at all.
But actually, in Italy, yes. Thank God now we are like below one per one. The RT is below one. You know what it means? Like the spread, speed ratio, whatever. I don't know.
I don't know how it is calculated.
So at least from that side, it looks like that we are going out from the fourth wave. Here, no. But at least in Italy, yes. Which is, yeah, it's, I think it's a good perspective. Let's say in summer we will have less cases, we hope, and then more vaccine, we hope.
Did you hear that in Belgium all the measures will be over after the April is over?
Why?
They said, well, I heard it from my colleagues, my Dutch colleagues at the work. They said that I think from a law perspective, they cannot keep all the businesses closed anymore.
Okay, but then it would be a mess with the hospitals.
I think so too. Oh, so I think the Dutch government kind of waits to see what will happen in the neighbors, because it's also very weird. The Western neighbors, so Belgium, they are opening everything while the Germany is closing everything, especially for this weekend, so that people cannot go to celebrate Easter. I think Germany is slightly more religious than Netherlands, so they
it depends on the areas. Maybe the south, yes. Yeah, but we also need to think that there's a lot of some Germans that they are living in the neighbor countries and they're traveling. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know. It's really complicated because it's now that we don't have boundaries, basically people do what they like. They're just going back and forth from one country to the others. I mean, yeah, you can put police from time to time, but still there's too many open points.
Yeah, there are so many ways to enter. For instance, if you follow that road, the main road from here, 15 minutes later, you are in Belgium.
Oh, really?
So they can put maybe police, etc. in the highways, but if they literally wants to put...
They could buy bike.
You can actually go inside the forest to Belgium.
Yeah, everywhere there's no fences or stuff.
So basically, there is no way to controlling it. Yeah, it always comes back to the fact that the population, the humankind, should get their shit together and stop spreading the disease. So literally, at one point, the government cannot do more than what they do.
No, right, it's true. Normally, honestly, I don't blame any government anymore. Me, I mean, at the end, they are trying to do their best in a crisis mode. So yeah, they made mistake. which server government, they make mistake, but they always doing to protect the major part of the population. Yeah. While the population didn't fucking care. So yeah. Honestly, I think that they did a good job, and whichever stuff that they will tell us to do, I will do it because there's like, I mean, at least for what I know about the Italian one, they always ask for like technical opinions mm-hmm. of people that they studied this since ages and ages. So of course, everyone has a slight different opinion, but let's say they're trying to find what is aligned for most of the scientific community, let's say, and mm-hmm. then they're just applying. If I have to compare these people that studied this since ages to like a Facebook person that write comment, mm-hmm. I mean, come on. Or like my colleague that says no, but I'm following the rules, but every weekend I sleep with other friends to a friend's place. Mm-hmm. Okay, then if you are 10 in one house, we wonder why we're spreading the virus, even there are restrictions.
Correct.
But okay, anyway, let's close it because we are going too far with this pandemic stuff.
But also now I see that some festivals for later this year in the Netherlands, they started to sell tickets.
I
Soul Crusher, for instance.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. also, like, guess who is saying it's that also, he will come back physically at the end of the year? I don't think so. Unless mm-hmm. they will start to, because you know that now there are experimental concerts and stuff.
I know. Mm-hmm.
Maybe if they find a way to stop the spread,
mm-hmm.
They will just implement this way of having concert and festival for a while at least.
Yeah, but I don't want to also get into too much detail about this topic, but at one point, if the solution is to check everyone and their health records, etc., it goes to a human rights problem.
No,
it's
but
it's a very long
discussion. If you are private, mm-hmm. you can decide what to do.
Yeah.
But then, if you decide as a private not to check, I'm not coming.
Yeah.
Because the risk to have something is much higher.
True.
So I think at a certain moment they will just comply to the rules.
Yeah.
By the way, Euroblast is completely upside down now, but not Euroblast, Sigfabrik, because they're making like renovation. I saw the picture on internet.
Ah, nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But
I think this year will won't be able to make any festival, but next year probably it will be back.
Yeah, I think that we start to have like small concerts.
Yeah,
with small concert I think we can go.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe traced, you know, you give all your information, but next year I think that they can start with like middle-sized festivals, and then maybe 3 years we will have Wacken again.
Yeah, let's see. I think the open air festivals has a bigger chance to start than closed room festivals.
Yeah, but how can you host the 100,000 people in the area?
It's too much, and with that amount, that much alcohol, they leak each other all the time. So
yeah, well, normally you get infected about some disease in Wacken normally.
Anyways,
you can imagine with COVID what will happen. But okay, shall we start to talk about music because it's already almost 20 minutes that we talk about.
Of course, we won't talk about music. We will talk about relationships today because it's supposed to be a Saint Serena episode. Yeah.
Yes. So should I introduce the topic?
Please.
Okay. So today we would like to talk about, let's say, mixed relationship. So in which this relationship has like the guy or the girl that is a true metalhead, while the other one doesn't listen to metal at all.
Mm-hmm.
And this is quite common, at least I saw in my experience. Mostly it's like the guy listen to metal and the girl is like listen to pop, or he doesn't really care about music. But it can also happen the opposite. Like for me, hardly I was in a relationship with a metalhead, which is also strange. Why I cannot find a metalhead as a boyfriend, honestly, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But since I go to festivals and stuff, but I think that they should listen to to our first episode of Saint Serena.
So that
Saint
they
Serena.
Can approach you.
Exactly. So they know how to approach me.
Yeah.
But so we were wondering which are the best thing to do if you are living this kind of relationship, because it can also make like brings you to like misunderstandings or not really nice situation,
and hard to blend in maybe from time to time.
If you are really a true metalhead, yes. Like, for example, one big thing that I saw happening is when a guy, a metalhead guy, brings his girlfriend to a metal concert.
Yes.
This is like either the night finish with a huge fight or mm-hmm. like the girl is like pushing the guy to leave earlier.
Yes.
This is what I've seen so many times.
I think, yeah, I don't also see any other outcome. If the guy or if the party that brings the non-metal counterpart, yeah, if he or she doesn't put effort on to his partner and just do whatever he or she wants to do during the concerts, like with if he was there without her, who's his boyfriend or girlfriend, then it will be a mess.
Yeah.
So I think if, for example, whenever I go to a metal festival or concert with Ece, with my wife, which is not a metalhead, but she likes some metal bands. But if I don't support her listening to this, or I explain what's going on actually, or just ask her if she's okay, if she's comfortable, if she wants to go back, etc. So if I don't put effort on it, I think she would be very pissed off.
Yeah. I think that you can even start, well, not with your wife, but let's say a standard couple. You can even start to have this discussion when you offer your counterpart to go to a metal concert.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why you should go with her? Okay, she can ask you because maybe she's jealous that you will find like a girl that you like the most. Then it's kind of her problem.
Obviously, she doesn't also know that in those metal concerts, like the head count for one girl is like 100 guys. So.
I still struggle why non-metal girlfriends wants to go to metal concert. I don't see any reason why. Yeah. The only one is that the metalhead guy is like forcing them.
Also, it might be that she wants to be a part of this life of his boyfriend. So she wants to see if she will enjoy or not.
Yeah, but if it's like experiment, uh-huh. I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But if it's like, I know that I will not have fun, but it's the only way to stay with my boyfriend, for example, then I would say, no, guys, don't do it.
Then really, it's already a bad idea.
It's really bad idea. And also, if you metalhead guy recognize that your girlfriend is doing it, force or not force,
mm-hmm.
As you said, please take care of her because this is something that she doesn't like.
Yeah.
And it's also kind of scary for girls, this kind of environment.
It depends. It depends. Yeah, but for instance, if I go to a concert, in the past when I was young, metal concert means for me that I will get drunk, jump, pogo, etc., or do something mm-hmm. weird, then get all sweaty, sometimes also some injuries, and go back home. When I go with my wife or girlfriend back when we were still dating, if I do that kind of behavior and leave her in the behind, that should be unacceptable in my opinion.
Why should be not acceptable for you?
For me, if I invited her and maybe forced her to come to see the big part of my life, and if I just do bullshit there, like she was not with me, so it's not also spending time with her. It's like to bring her so that she can watch you destroy your body.
Mm.
I think it's not the best kind. So when you are in a relationship, you need to also think up a bit more than just for yourself.
Yes, it's mm-hmm. true. For me, it's more like I think that guys need to understand that if their girlfriend doesn't know anything about this environment, she can also be scared of it because, as you said before, they're all guys.
Mm-hmm.
They normally don't look like really nice. Like physically, they're kind of scary.
Yeah, that's true. But actually, when you are one of them or when you are within them, you spend time with them, they don't have any danger.
But this is the point. Yeah. She never spent. Yeah. She doesn't know. And you know, for example, let's say that you go to Pogo in the center, and then she's alone out in the back.
Yeah.
She's like, maybe she's scared that someone will like pick her up or like
put her into the.
To know, yeah, this kind of bit. But pit, at the end, cetera, no, yeah. not in the pit, but really like she can be. Kidnap or stuff. I mean, not kidnap, but you know, you never know. There's no one that defends you, and you feel it already. This environment, it is hostile.
Also, there is a big misconception that all the metalheads do drugs. So, I think it is just so wrong, because I think the techno heads or stuff, they do more drugs than metalheads in concerts or festivals.
I don't have this feeling, but maybe it depends also culturally how it's received. For me, metalheads are just drinking until they pass out.
Yeah.
But for example, can you imagine a non-metal girlfriend goes to a Mayhem concert? Or like, you know, these guys that they're like showing pig's head on the public, you know? And I mean, you really need to enter into her head.
Yeah.
I mean, if it would have been her, I would be so scared.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so
it's very extreme.
Of course, if you go to, I don't know, baby metal concert is different.
Of course. Yeah, it also, the subgenres are so different from each other. So you can go to a Blind Guardian concert. From musical point of view, it's quite hard. And the tempo is high, it's loud. So it can be scary, but you see that it's joyful to be there.
Yeah.
You can see the crowd is singing with them all the songs, etc. Or you can go to, let's say, a prog rock concert or prog metal concert.
Yeah.
You can see that all the guys are, all the crowd is people like normal people. They don't have like extreme outfits. Some of them, they don't even drink just to understand or comprehend the music that's going on. So it depends from the subgenre to subgenre. Of course, if you go to a very dark bar to listen to Nordic death metal, but also to experience the whole thing, it can be a quite scary experience for the non-metal person.
Yeah, and then it leads to the second topic. Choose in which concert you want to bring your non-metal girlfriend, because as you said, I mean, if you have like, if you like only black metal, okay, it's one thing, but normally metalheads have like different taste, like maybe they listen to black and prog or black and something else, and then just to just find the concert in which you will be less scared and less bored. But I also know that there's some girls that they don't like concert at all, like they don't like to just stay 1-3 hours to listen to music.
That's another issue then. For me, for instance, with my wife, some concerts I go alone. Because she's literally not interested in the genre or the band. For example, Prognosis, she doesn't come because she doesn't enjoy prog that much. She came to Euroblast with me. First of all, it was 3 days and she wanted to experience something like this. And second, she said, let's try how it will turn out. But like 2 days of gent, it was too much for her.
Yeah, no, but I understand. I remember when I went to experimental festival, so experimental music, it's not metal, but just to give you an idea. So there was this session of these two people that play violin, but they played like not in a standard way, so they actually make noise with the violin and then they kind of act like they say something. They're not singing, but they're doing some sound with the mouth, and the session was like 3 hours. And I mean, I enjoy this kind of stuff, so for me it was so cool. But I can imagine that like a standard person would be so bored. So yeah, it's the same for this this thing. Like we see that it's super cool, but we also need to realize that the other person doesn't feel it in the same way.
I think you should be open about it, and of course, when you go to a festival, you know the lineup more or less. So. What I do, I send some songs, the songs that I prefer to my wife, okay, these bands, I like these songs, just listen. If you don't like the songs, even that I like, so I send the songs that I think she might like, mm-hmm. so to say. Even after listening to them, she's not interested at all, then I say, okay, you stay at home, I go.
Yeah, exactly.
Sometimes she say, oh, it's a nice band. And for example, there are some bands that she discovered in festivals or concerts, and she started to listen to them. That's also sometimes the case, like Sonata Arctica, for instance.
But
what I do, I don't. Yeah, I just brought her to one festival, to Euroblast. That was like maybe a bit too extreme for her to keep listening to these weird times, to the weird scale changes, etc., and people just screaming, etc. That was a bit too much for her. So she told me that if it was only one day, okay. Mm-hmm. But other than that, at one point she told me that everything seems like a noise to her.
Yeah. I think that the best thing to do is having like it her or him for like a short period, like a concert or like a short festival, mm-hmm. and then trying to put something that she might like. Yeah. Like for example, for festival, if you have it like close to a city or in a city, mm-hmm. like Euroblast was in Cologne, I mean, you are not staying on the festival the whole time. No. You need to go mm-hmm. out, otherwise you get crazy. So you can use this time to just go and shopping or like having like something nice at the restaurant.
See the city even.
And then uh-huh. Both of the you guys are happy,
yeah.
And both of you are also bored from the other activity. But then it would be okay. Or maybe it can also be a solution that you are in a concert in which if the girl is bored, she can go and do something else, like go out and have mm-hmm. a drink in a bar, or like go into a movie or whatever, mm-hmm. if she gets bored. But they always give like an exit, especially if the concert or the festival is long.
Yeah.
And also another thing would be like try to pick up a festival with a lot of non-music activities.
Yeah,
there are some.
Also, now I think that you can go as a like maybe with other people's also. So that if you want to really see one band, mm-hmm. but your girlfriend doesn't enjoy, maybe she can go do something else with one guy or girl from the group.
Yeah, so the group is just like distributing. Yeah. Sometimes a couple goes to a concert, the other goes somewhere else.
Just sit outside, drink a beer or something.
Yeah, but then the question is, if you already have friends that comes to you to concert, why you bring your girlfriend that she's not really into it?
Yeah, again, it's the same. The answer can be she wants to join to see if once.
Mm-hmm.
You want her to be a part of this part of your life, so you try to introduce festivals and music to her. If you are in this attitude, I think you will find the mid ground. But I also know that there are some zealot-minded people. They say, okay, if I like this, my partner should love this also. So I go to whatever, and he says to her partner or his partner, okay, I enjoy this, you need to enjoy this also, otherwise we cannot end up together. I think those kinds of people, the relationship don't last too long.
Yeah, but then is another Sensorina episode, yeah. I think, because it's another topic now. Yeah. No, of course, you need to find common ground. The thing that I saw in the past is that guys don't realize why the girls is not interested, mm-hmm. because they just think that she will think as them. So if they like an environment, yeah. or something, mm-hmm. they also think, they assume that she will like the same thing. While it's not like this, you always need to ask and check and see from the face and so on if she's having fun.
Yeah, that's I think the most important. Of course, you don't overdo it, like ask if she's good every in between every song.
Yeah.
But you need to tell that if she's bored, sometimes she's in pain also.
Mm.
For instance, I could see that in... Again, I will give an example from Euroblast, but because it's the only festival that my wife told that she didn't enjoy the most of it, because mm-hmm. there was like two or three French gent bands, one after each other. I think it was Friday evening. like it was like the same band for 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And with Anuj, we were there. We decided to, I don't know why, watch every bands.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think it was the first date, so we still had the energy. So said, okay, let's watch. And I could see after the, in the mid of third band, literally Ece was suffering.
Okay.
So I said, okay, maybe it's enough is enough. Let's go outside. But then the second day it was Vola. And okay. She really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
It, Vola, of course, is much
lighter
than the Gent guys, etc. Mm-hmm. So you need to be able to see or understand if she's enjoying or if she's at least in an acceptable state.
Okay.
Or literally she can be suffering. And if she's nice enough, she won't tell that she suffers.
Mm-hmm.
And if she's just, she wants to make a scene, she has all the material to make a scene.
Yeah, this is the worst case. That's uh-huh. why I say that it can end up with like a huge fight. I don't know. For me, for my experience, as I said, I almost had a non-metal boyfriend. But what I normally do, I go to concert by myself. I don't even try to convince them, and they're not really interested.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that the only one of the last guys that I dated that did actually had my same taste, it was the one that you met in the Eindhoven.
In Dynamo.
Yeah, in Dynamo.
Uh-huh.
That also there was amazing because he started, no, let's do 12 hours. It was 12 hours of concert.
Yeah.
Let's go at the beginning and do the whole day. And I'm like, no, I cannot do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old. I already been there. It's too much for me. And then he always wanted to stay under the stage, blah, 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 blah. Mm-hmm. And at a certain moment, it was during Steel Panther. He told me, no, I'm tired. Can we go home? And I'm like, I knew it. Like they always show themselves like superheroes, but we know that it's like a really consuming stay in a concert. But yeah, it would be nice to have it.
Mm-hmm.
So guys, I'm on the how can you say
it? On the market.
On the market now. So if you're a metalhead and you look like the Witcher, we can uh-huh. discuss about it. But no, I'm
joking. You set the bar slightly
high,
a bit high.
But I mean, okay, I see that some German people are listening to mm-hmm. our podcast. So normally, well, they're not all look like the Witcher,
mm-hmm.
but at least they're blonde and they're tall, which there are two characteristics that I really like.
Mm-hmm.
Also Dutch people, so I think that they have quite a choice right yeah. now. And unfortunately, you know, I think that 50% of our listeners are from the US.
It is good, bad for you.
It's better.
It's quite a long distance for a
relationship. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so if guys you want to have a date with a metalhead girlfriend, you can improve your not can improve, but at least you can bring me to concert without me complaining too much.
We are using our podcast to find a boyfriend to you.
We're using this podcast for everything. Make money, find a boyfriend. Like
which we keep failing
in everything. Yeah. Yeah, but it's already good that we have someone that is listening to us, so it's okay. So but no, I'm joking, of course. And
are you now? Are you sure that you are joking?
Actually, I should have even stopped now. I think about what they said and it looks so sad.
Yeah.
But this is why we have like a live record without thinking what we are mm-hmm. going to say. I want to remember you that the first episode we did ever, I offended the keyboardist. So everything can happen from my mouth. It can go out from my mouth. I don't know what we should have had. We're already out of time.
Yeah, I think we can just close the episode just by giving a very generic or very general advice about relationships. So you always need to find a mid ground, and you should never forget that you are not an entity. So you are two separate people, can enjoy different things. You can have like things that you enjoy to do together and things that you enjoy to do on your own. And if the concerts are or festivals are something that you start to enjoy doing together, good for you.
Yes.
If not, don't be so mad or sad about it. Yeah, I have a very healthy relationship for now, I think, 8 years?
So don't look at me,
no.
I don't know.
No, I was counting, I was doing the math. So, in this time, I think I saw more than half of the concerts, I saw it by myself or with friends.
Yeah.
And I saw some of them with Ece, the ones that she was interested in, she joined me. We are open about it, and I don't expect her to, for example, if I go to an Euroblast again, if she wants to come with me, she will choose the bands that she wants to see. She can join for these bands, otherwise she will find something to do in Cologne.
Yeah.
Or if you go, for example, in Prognosis, if there is a nice band that she also likes, like Katatonia, mm-hmm. she can just have a day ticket to see yeah. that one, and then doesn't join the thing, the other one. But when I see a nice lineup, I tend to watch as much as possible from the bands. This might be also very tiring for her, so she can just enjoy nice time in the place that the concert is ongoing. So long story short, what I want to say is that you need to find a middle ground. You need to compromise. If you cannot compromise, then I think maybe relationships are not too for you also.
Yeah, okay. We went through the relationship topic. For me, it was more like the concert topic, but okay, yeah. We went really deep this time.
Yeah, but also for the to choose the concerts, I think you can do a preparation, so sending songs of the band or the bands that will play, check with her, and also when you are there, you need to be with her.
But you know, in general, I add this, maybe I should not, but even if I don't think about the other person, so I go by myself, I always prepare myself for a festival.
Of course I do.
Or concert.
Too. Yeah?
And
for example, you see the festival lineup. If I know 10 bands, I don't know 15 bands.
Mm-hmm.
So in my free time, I listen so that I can choose. If sometimes, you know, there are parallel concerts. So if I want to choose, I can choose the one that I enjoyed the most while listening. I also do those kinds of preparation by myself. If I knew all the bands that play in a festival, I would have a big database in my brain.
No, but for me, it's really like to prepare the day, you know? It's like, okay, the concert start at 7 or they open the door at 7
uh-huh.
and then you go there and then you take a beer or you eat and, you know, you also need to calculate everything, and you need also rest time, because otherwise when you arrive to the main band, maybe you're too tired
mm-hmm.
and you use this time for, I don't know, going out and have a bite or like to I don't know, have like, you know, some of the festival have this autograph session.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can go there and speak with musicians. So I really plan everything, you know. And then also when I was doing reviews and so on with my webzine, I was interviewing bands, so I also need to find time slot for them. So yeah, it was really like a preparation. I miss so much concert, you know, now that I think about it.
I also, the other day I was watching a Tool concert.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even that guy, the vocals that act like a complete retard,
mm-hmm.
seemed so nice to me on a concert video.
Now, if I start to think about the concert I've seen,
mm-hmm.
I get so depressed.
Yeah. I really miss to go to a concert. I watched a concert video live record of the Bart song.
Yeah.
I cried.
I saw the one from Wacken. It's Valhalla and Bart song.
They have so many now of these concerts that everyone, like literally 20,000 people, sings with them.
Well, I saw that because I was there.
Yeah.
When he already cut his hair. It's like 3 years ago?
3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah. Well, oh my God.
So I realized that I started to watch too many concert videos. I think it's like the sign that my mind gives to me that I miss to go to concerts like very much. I also miss to go to cinema, for instance.
Me too.
But the television doesn't do the trick for me.
Yeah.
For series it's good, but the other day we decided to watch a movie. I didn't enjoy the movie. I didn't even enjoy Batman. Unbelievable. Yeah. For me to not enjoy Batman, really I should be very depressed.
For me it's like concert. The rest I can survive, but concerts is really like anyway. Should we close the episode?
Mm-hmm.
So thanks for listening. And if you have any other comment or idea about how to handle your meta-non-meta relationship, please write us at loudandanxious@gmail.com.
And
it's a long time that we don't publish our email.
We should. Maybe we will have some questions about relationship, or maybe some angry comments because we ruined their relationship.
Yeah, it would be nice to have whichsoever comments from people.
I would really think that if any of our listeners follow your spiral approach, they will get there into the trouble. Yeah. So let's see.
No, okay, maybe not the spiraling, but I mean, there is no problem. Like, the other advices are nice, like start to talk. And yeah, I mean, we are not
monsters.
Strange, exactly. We are not strange creatures. We are like you guys. We actually enjoy to have conversation. The only thing, please don't look like a creep.
Yeah. Also, don't think that the moment that the girl responds, she wants to sleep with you.
No, that definitely.
That
no.
is very bad because, it, yeah.
I think that a good, oh God, I don't know which advice. Not advice. A good hint of if she likes you or not is she start to touch you. Not in a very strange way, but if she start to touch your arm or stuff like this
while talking, yesterday.
Yeah, exactly. While talking, it means that she's interested to become more physical, but she doesn't mean that she wants to fuck in the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, okay, I give you, like, I'm opening to you. Please keep the game until mm-hmm. we get a little bit more intimate, and then we can discuss about sex. Of course, if she's drunk or if she's crazy, everything can happen.
Yeah.
But this is another story. We can discuss it in another Saint Serena because it's much bigger to discuss this. And it also involves, like, okay, she's drunk. How much you can go further? Because we are in the Europe, and with all these Me Too movements, it's better not to push too
much. I also think that without getting into the law side of the things, like legislation, just if she's too drunk to control her movements, don't try to do something weird and expect that the next day she will be very upset about what she did last night.
Yeah.
But I think this can be our next topic in the Saint Serena.
Yes.
One of the topics to discuss. And let's close before it's going like 1.5 hours.
Yes, guys. See you next week.
Yeah, bye.
Bye.